month.
So this is
Sandy.
Day 6, Tea Touch for You immersion. And this is after the 3 hours, 3.5 hours of class. And to get a sense of people who'd like to continue with more, as well as those people who are interested in becoming listed on the T-Touch site for working with people, integrating it into their private, their practice, and the potential for certification.
And so what that means is those of you who are already certified working with humans in various ways that we listed there, we're going to do the same thing that they do with the Upledger organization, and that is list people who have taken this course and have, what we're doing is asking you to write a question and an answer for each hour. And we're going to put them all together. And then you will be listed just that you've taken that many hours of certification. So they know you're not a certified practitioner, but you're certified. We're approving you to use this in this way. And I have to tell you, I've had massage therapists come to a weekend with T-Touch and go back and make changes in clients that they've had coming to them for years and have the client want the T-Touch after just two days on the weekend. And so we have some people here also, Gary and Sandy, for instance, who have been taking these courses. You've had many, many hours now of T-Touch, and you have the hours that it takes, because in order to be certified, we're going to have the same requirements that we have in Europe for the certification. And I didn't get a chance, Karen, to ask you how many case studies now you're doing for your 4 hours, 4 sessions. We need to know that because we want the same number here in order to be certified. But in order to be listed, we want that you went through this course. This is what we'll say. You did this 18 hours in this course and that you have done those questions and answers to your questions. So, Karen, are you still with us?
Don't.
It's pretty late there.
Yes, I see her name listed here.
She might have just stayed on and gone to bed.
Do you want me, Linda, to show the write-up?
Right, but it's not. I don't know that that's the right number of hours. I have to check that with Karen. I don't know that number of hours.
I took that particular amount of hours out. Perfect. I just wanted the other questions. Is that okay?
Well, Karen is there, yeah.
Yeah, but Karen, and can I unmute her?
But let's read first, and then we'll go to that. Let's read what you have there.
Okay, hang on while I share it and put it up. Okay, can you see that?
Yeah.
So just to answer these questions, and we'll post this and send this out also, especially we'll refine it a little bit, but this is our working base. So the question, are you a T-Touch practitioner currently, or are you a professional with training and working with people through licensing or the equivalent? Meaning, you know, if you're a Feldenkrais practitioner or myself, I'm like with the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, people who are medical professionals, or we have a number of nurses who are here. Or if you have become already a practitioner with companion animals or horses with T-Touch. So if you want to integrate T-Touch, or you've already been integrating T-Touch for you into your profession, as Linda was saying, to be listed online as with our website as using T-Touch for you with the number of hours that you've already completed so far.
I'm going to answer that phone for a second.
Okay. Can you mute her, Eleanor? And so it'll, this So what we're looking at is just asking each person then, if that's the case, if you've completed attendance or once you completed attendance, meaning you've watched the videos, either you've been part of this during the 18 hours that we've been meeting. I know a lot of people, some people haven't been able to do all of them. A lot of people are going back and reading, listening and, you know, catching up and diving, really diving into it. We've heard from a lot of people who are just like soaking it in. This number of case studies we're not sure about yet, but so that's a possibility. But here's this really great, I think we all are very excited about this, to help us know your understanding and comprehension, but also for your own self, to write up a key question to take each of the hours of the program. You know, we've met, it's a little over 18 hours for each of the days, and come up with a key question, something that you feel shows your understanding and comprehension from that particular hour. Of course, we cover so much, so you're just finding one, you're welcome to write up more than that, with an answer. And I've done this sort of thing before. It's an incredible way to study, to go back and dive into the material. And it just shows us your understanding and comprehension of the material. And here's a partial listing of professional trainings. Of course, T-Touch practitioners, different kinds of healing arts practitioners like Feldenkrais, energy, different energy modalities that have professional training. That's the key part. Like Eden Energy Training, Barbara Brennan, cranial sacral, chiropractic, of course, acupuncture, massage, acupressure, healthcare professionals, physical, occupational speech therapists, senior care professionals, hospice and end-of-life care facilitators, psychotherapists, educators, people who you have some level of training in working with people. So Karen wrote, let me see what you wrote. No, let me go back and see. I'd be interested in a monthly meeting. Great, Renee, Chanel, awesome. Yes, I would love to be listed, Renee, awesome. Jewel, gratitude, thank you.
Simula.
May I lose something in T-Touch for you online website? Is there the case studies? I'm not sure I understand. We will be doing case studies. We're coming up with the number that we'd like, but we are definitely going to be using case studies.
Yeah, the case studies are for those who, not to be listed, but to go on for certification, which takes many hours, which some of our people already have. We already have certified people that we will list on our list too, Simula, and of course some of our trained people in Europe. And some of the people who have been coming to me for 4 or 5 years in Minneapolis for these long trainings, Sandy and Gary. And so what we need from them are the case studies in order to be certified, but they'll certainly be listed and they're using them and they're, you know, they just need to do that last work. And so we have some people already, and I know that we have those interested, and just encouraging companion animal and horse practitioners to teach the basics of T-Touch for self-help to their people. Because a lot of people, like Martha, it was so interesting, isn't it, that you were not thinking about this for people. And the fact that we can teach people to work on themselves makes it safe. That's the thing. I'm sorry, they didn't have me registered here, so I didn't have a room to stay tonight. I'm going to have to answer that phone. Come on, Sandy.
So Martha, I just wanted to address what you were asking. I see it's in several parts. No, this is not only for medical professionals, definitely different types of healing arts practitioners. what we're looking for, the key thing that we're looking for is some level of training and working with people, because it is a little different than only working with animals. And you say, I'm not familiar with this, I don't even know how to pronounce it, Naishi, a wilderness fusion. It's like Barbara Brennan. Wilderness fusion, if you could write to me a website or some information with what that is, that would be great. And I know Carl Dearsk, we were in our class together. So if you see him, please send him my love and hug, big hug. Carl's dear in my heart. So that's exciting. And he's awesome. And Karen says, we have 50 case studies. The hours are 140. If you could help me understand what that means, 140 hours with 50 case studies, that would be great. A written exam. The more of that information, Karen, you can share with us, that would be brilliant. And Martha Sandy has it written on the screen. Oh, right. So if you're on the phone, you can't see this. This, once we finalize this, we'll put this information out to you. We'll send it to you via email and put it in the Facebook group. And I'm very personally very excited that so many people are interested, because we needed to, Linda and I and Eleanor, we've had so many discussions over long before the 3 months and then during the 3 months. And we kept coming back to, we needed to complete the 3 months to get a better sense of how this would work doing all of this online, and then be able to come up with, have a much clearer sense of how we would, what we needed for requirements. And so we're learning and we're really working with this. And Martin says, in Austria, we have 3 meetings over for 12 days for 3 years, 70 long case studies, 20 short case studies, a presentation and a practice exam and written exam to get practitioner 1. So this is great information, and we will be taking all of this. We will have case study form also in English. Great, thank you.
We have them. So the question is, how Karen's doing 4 weeks and 4 days now, which is certainly enough to give a person what they need when they're a professional. So what are, how many cases is Karen requiring now in hours?
Karen is 50 case studies, okay. 140 hours, written exam, presentation, and verbal exam.
Great, okay. So the reason we're waiting on this is that we had no idea that how the online, the Zoom would work. I think it's more powerful when we combine it, because we have the video and you can learn the touches and we can do step by step. For those of you who want to go on to get certified, we can do this once a month, continuing to do this. And I think this is so powerful. My primary interest in this, as I think you might guess, is having people who are interested in making a difference in the world. That's where we're at this. That what you talked about, the fact that, is it Celeste? Oh no, Chanel.
Chanel.
Came up with heaven on earth. That's the message I get over and over from the trees, you know, from the stones. We acknowledge heaven on earth when we remember our connection with all it is and that divine spark within us. And that, to me, this is what I'm really interested in. And each time, Eleanor, as you said so eloquently yesterday, the message is in the T-Touch itself. So when we can get more people out there sharing this work, it's really, really making a difference. And I see Marian Shearer sitting up right now. Marian used to take this work when she was in a very tough job managing Canadian airline personnel, and used the concept, the principles of T-Touch to work with her staff. And many of our, in the United States and also in Europe, healthcare providers like doctors, in most cases, aren't allowed to touch anybody, but they certainly can guide them to do the tea touches for themselves. And so we have possibilities where you don't have to touch a person in order to make a difference in their lives.
Does anybody have any other questions? Yes, educator Sandra, for sure. And if questions pop into your mind, you can always email me. You all have my email address, sandy@oneheartHealingCenter.com. And you can ask those questions in the Facebook group also, of course. And you have continued and ongoing access to that, and we look forward to seeing you there for sure.
Very much so. And I just send you much, much love. And I want us to do one last heart hug. I'm looking forward to the first time we come online when we do our continuation, because this is too rich and too powerful. And we can remember that no matter what, we are all connected at the cellular level. We're all connected. That's what brought us together in the first place. Is that memory, that connection. It's so, such a joy to be with you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Can I just add one tiny thought?
Sure. Yeah.
It's Joyce. I was in a restaurant 2 days ago and started speaking to a woman who's from India who, you know, is worried about, we're all worried about, we have been in the past, concerned about our culture, et cetera. And we did heart hugs together in the middle of an Indian restaurant buffet. She got it. She did it to herself. She smiled. She said, "Oh my God, I'm so much better." She said, "I'll be doing this on election day." And she took her little, it was so fabulous. I mean, we both have plates of food and we're doing heart hugs. You know, I, you know, told her she would use two hands. But it was the beauty to me of what you have done has taken the rhetoric of what's going on and diffused it totally with love. And I am so much easier about it all. I do think I need to speak because I'm in an area where there aren't many speaking, so I speak. But it's done with love now instead of, that's gone. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Oh, thank you for that so last sharing. Lots of heart hugs. Lots of heart
lots
hugs.
Lots of heart hugs to all of you, too.
Stay in touch. Love you.
Yes, ma'am. I love you, too.
Okay. I'm going to stop the recording.